Because I got Chris on the line. Chris, you on the line?
Yes, sir. What's up, fellas?
From Houston Round Ball Classic.
Fellas, how y'all doing? Houston Round Ball Review. Round Ball Review.
I'll give it a Round Ball Classic. What's happening, bro? It's a Round Ball Review. How you doing, Christopher?
I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
I'm okay, man. So I see your boy, Chris Paul, re-signed with the Rockets.
Well, agreed. Everybody's agreed to the contract. They can't sign until July 6th at the earliest.
So they agreed with the Rockets.
Right.
Now, does that mean LeBron ain't coming or is coming?
Well, really, when LeBron Friday said that he was going to become an unrestricted free agent, that pretty much killed the Rockets' chances of getting him not in a straight trade. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. So
what does that mean? What does that mean, then? What does that tell you, Chris,
about LeBron?
About LeBron, yes, after making that type of decision.
As an unrestricted free agent, he can really go to a team that has enough salary cap space to sign him, you know, straight out to a contract. And Lakers. Only a handful of teams can do that, and one of them is the Lakers. And another one is he can go back to Cleveland. And
so Lakers, Cleveland, who else?
That's other teams it. Like Philly would have to get rid of some players to get the room, but I would think it's down to two. So, yeah, I think it's down to Lakers and Cleveland.
So you think it's down to two, Cleveland and the Lakers,
yep.
Now because of the way he made his decision.
Right.
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay, so it'll be the Lakers.
Well, he lived there. He has a house out there.
Okay, so he'll go play for Magic.
Yeah, he's not there in the school district already.
Okay, he's still not gonna get a ring. Cause I'm sorry. All right, cool. Long as he don't get a ring, I don't care who he plays for. He ain't playing for the Knicks.
But Chris,
I don't care.
Chris, with PG signing, we signing with OKC, Kawhi not looking likely to get traded to the Lakers. Do you still think LeBron makes the move to LA by himself?
Well, see, you know, stuff that you mentioned in. I think it helps the cap chances of him going out to Cleveland, because it's
me too, man.
Because if the Lakers don't make a trade for Kawhi, then really what does LeBron have to play with? That's veteran and good, you know.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So you might as well go back to Cleveland.
Cousins is talking to the Lakers. It's
going
to
be enough. Him, LeBron, and
but
the
he should stay with New Orleans.
But once again, they're not coming out of the East.
They're not the West.
I don't care. Kevin, I'm not even jockeying like you do Golden State, because even though I'm a fan, but they ain't beating Houston.
I mean, Houston had a major loss. Trevor Ariza to Phoenix for $15 million?
Yeah.
That wing position.
But that's okay. They'll pick somebody up, man. Come on. As long as you got shooting James Harden, he don't like to pass that much any damn way. So you good.
No, we got to go to a break real quick, and we're going to
come
back. Oh,
we got a break,
man?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm stopping up like I'm still in the barbershop.
Right.
I ain't even looking at Pam.
We'll be right back with more of What's Going On with Brown and Allen.
Thank you.
Preston didn't get my text today. Oh, why? Because they won my face.
Jalen, you be feeling my little DJ. Jalen, like, yo, I'll be going. Oh, come on, man. You know that, Jalen? I know, youngin, stylistic. People make the world go round. Right, Georgie?
That's right. They certainly do.
And sports do, too.
Is it always?
Man, welcome back.
They'll sample all that.
I know, man. They be sampling their lives
talk
away.
Talk about the damn Knicks.
No, I ain't talking about the Knicks, man. I ain't talking about the Knicks. No, but once again.
One thing, Paul George congratulated him on signing back with Oklahoma City.
Right.
And Paul George made an interesting statement last night. He said, I haven't been in a position to be a free agent or know what it is like, and then to have the chance to go where you want to go. That's always been, I feel, what the players want, and that's an excellent option for the players.
Okay.
And he said he just likes the opportunity, even though he didn't go anywhere.
Okay.
He ended up signing a max deal, $137 million.
Well, listen, hold on.
Paul wasn't giving up that $40 million.
Let me tell you something Louis Farrakhan said. Paraphrase Louis Farrakhan. Mm-hmm. Louis Farrakhan says, the NBA got these knucklehead people chasing rings to the point where they leaving money on the table. This is real deep. This is really, really deep. Mm-hmm. He said, they got these plantation folks leaving money on the table for a piece of jewelry. That's heavy to me.
Oh, he said that?
Yes.
He's very deep.
Here you are not taking the max that you could take. That's why I don't care. Talk about Carmelo all you want. Take your money, Carmelo. Mm-hmm. Get your 28, chill out, and come off the bench.
Right.
All of this, I got to go get the ring. Go to the team that will give you the most money. take care of your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids.
Right.
If you happen to get a championship ring somewhere through the lines, you're good
that's
to
what,
go.
That's what Paul did. He signed for the Max. He wasn't leaving.
So do not leave the Max on the table, gentlemen and ladies.
Trying to fill super teams that ain't going to be able to
get your paper.
He was not going to leave.
Nowadays with these endorsements,
$40 million.
Still good.
No, but Jalen, everybody ain't getting endorsements like that.
But think about just the bonus James Harden got last year.
What?
No, but the bonus James Harden got last year. Like, wasn't that like $230 million? That was the bonus.
$250
Oh, $250 okay.
The thing is this. First of all, it's only about maybe 20% of the league, if that, that has shoe deals. Number two, 60% of the NFL players are on the minimum salary.
Yep.
And number three, Paul was not about to leave $40 million on the table, man. That's $40 million.
Now, Chris, right quick, what will you think Kawhi Leonard do? What do you think Kawhi is going to do? Or what San Antonio is going to do?
I mean, it wouldn't shock me if the Spurs just wait till a trade deadline and see, try to get the best offer. But Lakers come up. Lakers got to do something. They got to make a trade to help LeBron fill out the roster and at least convince him we got a good chance to do something.
And nobody wants that ball guy because he can't shoot. They're like, everybody's like, we ain't taking him. We ain't taking him and his daddy. So that's like off the table. They're going to eat that contract.
But the thing about that is like, would they risk having LeVar Ball there with LeBron on the team? Like, that's not going to be good for the Lakers either.
Wouldn't he just be wouldn't he be the point guard?
No, I'm talking about the dad. Like, the Lonzo's not the problem.
It ain't the problem.
Oh, it's the father.
Oh,
it's the father.
Right.
The father's the problem.
Won't be in that arena if LeBron is on the
You don't think so, Ruby?
I don't think so either.
They did it up before last season. They started banning them from being in there.
Okay.
They were talking about it when you made that comment about Luke Walton. I think they didn't go through with it. They'd have to do it if LeBron comes there.
Well, LeBron goes there, I can guarantee you.
He ain't coming to the stadium.
Right, but that's not even the issue. The issue is I give LeVar a tremendous amount of credit. He built up his son.
Yeah,
got him in the NBA.
But he still can't play.
No, but that's not the
thing. That wasn't the point.
The thing that has happened is
you convinced him to play.
No. He got all of these brands up and running, and they're not good business brands.
No.
Okay?
No.
Wait for some big baller shoes for a year and a half.
Right. Hey, Chris, man, like I said, man, thanks for calling, man. And what do you think, just right quick, man, DeAndre Jordan is going to go to Dallas?
Yep.
All right. Well, I see that happening. And Chris, I think, playing
what's
until 2019.
What's your website, Chris, so that people can can read your column?
HoustonRoundBallReview.com.
All right, man. Thanks, Chris, for calling in. And no, just